Hi, my name is Eleni and I'm here in Koski, one of the library's rooms in which I will demonstrate to you category Hybrid Teaching Monimuoto M. So this is the category of classrooms, devices you want to look at if you want there to be some more interaction between both your face-to-face participants and your online participants. How to get started? First, it is a regular university computer, so we want to sign in. In this case, we see the screen, but if the screen is all black, don't worry, then just press the power button on the remote control and it'll switch itself on. If it still stays black, you can move the computer mouse a little or tap on the keyboard to wake up the computer. Once you see this, we, as usual, do Ctrl-Alt-Delete, and then you sign into the computer using your university credentials. If it's the first time you're logging in, this might take a while, but then the next time it'll already go much quicker. Yes. Once we're in, we need to find Zoom. There are two ways to do this. First, you can search for Zoom in the left bottom corner to open all the programs on the computer, and then if it doesn't show already, you can go all the way down to Z. And that's where you find Zoom. And then you click on the famous blue icon. And within a few seconds, your Zoom will open. The second option, if there's too many things or you can't immediately find what you're looking for, is to use a search engine here at the bottom. So you can tap it. And as you can tell, this screen is also a touchscreen, so you can use a computer mouse, but you can also just use your hands and fingers. And then in the search engine, I write Zoom. Now it'll appear here and I can tap it and the same Zoom window will open. Once you see this, you have two options. Either you can use sign in, so you again sign in with your JYU credentials, or if you already have your Zoom open on your personal laptop or on the teacher computer, then you click join a meeting. What I then need is the meeting ID. So I will type this here. It offers you the possibility to change your name. I find it easiest to write classroom or something of the like so I can remember which screen belongs to this device. And then all that's left is to tap the blue button that says join. Before joining with computer audio, it's always good to first test the speaker and microphone so you're sure that everything is working. Let's do the test together. So I tap test speaker and microphone. Then, if all goes well, I'll hear a sound. If not, then from this list, you can choose another speaker if needed. I hear the sound, so I click yes. And then the computer will repeat what I'm saying right now. Again, if you can't hear yourself, then from this list, you can choose another microphone if needed. But if I heard myself well, I click yes.
If I heard myself well, I click yes.
And then I end the test, and I'm ready to join with computer audio. We have our first online participant, so we want to make sure that they can see and hear us well, and that we can also see and hear them well. I press join with computer audio. Then remember, you can make Zoom full screen so the face-to-face participants can see everyone as well as possible. In the bottom left corner is where we find the microphone button and the video camera button. So we want to make sure they can see as well. So I tap start video. Voila, there we are. And you can, if you want to change the angle of the camera, then you can by hand move this camera around a little bit. Then we want to make sure that our online participants can hear us, so we need to unmute ourselves. So you can always mute or unmute if need be, and you can do the same thing on the Jabra. So here as well, you find a mute or unmute button, and you can also change the volume. So you can press the plus for having more volume or the minus for having less volume. In case online participants tell you that they cannot hear you, then it's worth checking the settings in Zoom. So on the right of the microphone, on the right of the little camera, you find these arrows pointing upwards. So if I click here, I get the same possibility. So I can choose the right microphone. As you can see here, it shows twice the Dell. So this is okay. And similarly, if there are more than one camera in the room, there will be different options here. But in this room, there's only one. But we have our camera running and a microphone on. So let's say hi to Salma. Hi, Salma. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. What about you, Erin?
Fine too. Thank you. So we can hear Salma through the round Jabra mic, which, by the way, can also look black. And Salma can also hear us through the same device. Then when you're teaching, most cases, you're going to want to share your screen. You're going to want to open a PowerPoint presentation or a video, and you want to make sure that both your face-to-face participants and your online participants can see what it is you're sharing. So if I'm only using this device, I open my slides on this computer, and then, as always in Zoom, I press the green share screen button, and then I can find my slides here and share them by pressing the blue button. But if you also have Zoom open on your laptop or a teacher computer, you can share through there. And for example, students can do the same. So Salma, could you share your screen with us and show us something? So any student can share their screen.
Sure.
Thank you. And when they do, just like in Zoom, everyone both online and now in this case, thanks to the big screen, everyone in the classroom will always all get to see what it is the student or you as a teacher are sharing. All right, thank you, Salma. If you are in Teams, then you might have to check your camera and mic settings here as well. So you're at the top, you can switch your camera off and back on. Similarly, you can mute yourself or switch your mic back on. And if they have trouble seeing you or you have trouble hearing the online participants, then if you click on More, so the three horizontal dots, and Device Settings, then here you can see which audio it's using for speaker and which one is being used for microphone. So similarly here we see Dell. If you click the arrow, it'll also again say that we're using the Dell device, and here as well with the microphone, it'll also show the Dell. And if you want, you can still change the volume there as well. In this video, I showed you an example of the category Monimuoto M or Hybrid Teaching M, in which we use this device here to make sure there's some more interaction possible between both online and face-to-face participants. Good luck!
So, how to find these rooms? I have now logged into COVS. If I select Resource Planning and Reservations, I can then select either free busy search or make other reservations. Now I want to make a reservation, so I select this. I then select the date from which I want to have the room, and then a proper time. I write teaching as the topic here, and then to search for these rooms from the resources, I click magnifying glass and search rooms. Here, I don't have to fill any of the other details other than the resource or väline in Finnish. And here I can write hybrid teaching M to search for this category. I click search and I get a list of all the rooms that are available in this category. Then by pressing the plus sign on the right, I can select which room I want to reserve. And I can finish the reservation by clicking Save.